This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sure, you got your Iron Mans and your Thors and your Wonder Womans and your Captain Marvels, but you also got the Tick. Yes, the Tick, a super strong, super simple hero who's developed his own cult fan base through comics and animated series, a short-lived live-action show, and now in a new incarnation, streaming on Amazon. As it happens, Ben Edlin, the creator and guardian, in a way, of the Tick, lives about a five-minute drive from Marketplace World headquarters in L.A.
All right, first of all, we're in the wilds of Echo Park. All right, there's a skull and bones on the porch, so that's okay.
Wow, look at all this stuff.
So, of course, like we stopped by.
Hey, how are you? I'm Kai.
Kai,
nice to see you.
Yeah.
How are you? Thanks for taking the time. Pay no attention to the microphone.
I won't. It's totally natural.
We took a quick tour. More skulls inside. Shelves and shelves of various tchotchkes, books, comics, and otherwise. And then my eye caught something big and blue.
Talk to me about this thing. Because this is why we're here, right?
Yeah, that's the Tick. That's the Tick. So this is actually a mass-produced Halloween costume version of the Peter Serafinovich mask. I'm thrilled at how good it is. You can get one yourself. I'm not plugging it. I'm just amazed.
No, but you can get one yourself.
I've never looked more disturbing than when I put that on myself.
Here's why I pointed it out. I saw an interview with you where you said the costume that you guys have finally come to with this show, you said it's a work of art.
This one really is how I would have drawn it. Or did draw it as a form, and it's like, yeah, I really enjoy it now.
So look, you've been doing this character since you were 17?
Yes.
So here you are now, having lived with this thing for 30-something years. Is it what you thought it would be when you were 17? Now seeing it on screen in a fully realized thing? I mean, there have been other versions of it, but this one seems to be the one that's sticking.
I didn't imagine this because this is something that I don't know if I was capable of imagining. It incorporated doing what I was doing at that time, developing the character, allowing the character to kind of evolve when I was away from it, some objective distance to build, but also years of actually learning how to make TV.
Yeah, because you do a bunch of other stuff, we should say. You've done bunches of other TV.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned. Like, it took about 15 years of craft building.
Right.
On other, like, really extraordinary creators' shows.
Did Amazon come to you, or did you go to Amazon to get this?
I went to Amazon. Actually, Barry Josephson came to me, who was one of the producers on the previous live action. Mm-hmm. I was resistant, but then it ate at me. And I started to realize there was a way of doing it. And obviously, to me, superheroes culturally existed in a totally different space. They were much more present. The saturation had really...
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even realize... I thought we were going to peak. That was 4 years
Have
ago.
Have you met Disney?
No. Well, I mean, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So it's been quite a ride for this character.
In this day and age... Right, where you got Disney and Marvel and the universes and Star Trek and Star Wars and all of that, right?
Yes.
Where it's a giant conglomerative multi-billion-dollar enterprise at almost every turn. Can somebody like you come along and carry the Tick through the next 30 years?
The next 30 years?
Yeah. You know, their own creation, whatever it is.
I mean, I would say that this has made a strange cultural footprint. It is very persistent. It is persistently underground. And even now, we have yet to break through what would be considered sort of the mainstream, you know, we have not yet done for superhero comedy what The Walking Dead did for zombies.
No, but you're on public radio, so that's a start.
This is a big day for us, and believe me. But I mean, it's like, it's not easy to hang around.
Yeah.
Like, it's easier to just sort of fade out because there's so much fatigue. That's going to be the biggest challenge, is to somehow move forward with this show and embrace the fatigue people are already feeling, have been feeling for a while, and somehow have the characters triumph over their setting.
I mean, you have creative control over this thing, right?
I mean, as much as you could, yeah.
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 What's that like? Is it a pleasure or is it a responsibility is a better question?
Yeah, that's the right question. It has started to get pleasurable. It started in a very daunting place because I had been the steward of each one of the previous things, so and each one had its own sort of niche of success in a way, even if the live action previously hadn't made some multi-season sort of impact. It was a cult favorite. Just the character's essence had been kind of well maintained, so to do it again was terrifying.
Would you be offended if I said this is a quirky little show?
I don't think so. Let me think about it.
Because that's, I mean, that's
Wow, no, I'm wildly offended. Holy man, no. What's funny? I think Amazon might be offended because they spend a lot of money on this show. But like, it is kind of a quirky little show. I mean, like, it's over in the corner of the great sort of the baffling superhero dance that has become our culture and is sort of snickering, making fun, but too scared maybe and that's fully dance.
That's where you want to be.
I kind of, yeah. That's where I was during our junior, during my junior high school dances. That's where I found myself.
Yeah, you and me both. But that's a whole different interview.
All right.
Ben, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
We took some cameras with us when we went out to Ben's house, shot some video of all his collectibles and curiosities. Check it out on our YouTube channel. We are Marketplace APM. And hey, as long as you're there, subscribe too.